Welcome to today's podcast. This is Pramukh here, and we are talking about the technology, whether it's a boon or a bane. And I know for sure that this is a much beaten up topic, but I have chosen this because according to time, place, and circumstances, according to a perspective of a person, it certainly is a brand new topic altogether for us to listen to. So let's dive into how technology is powerful, very advantageous, is a boon in today's world. So technology has become an integral part of our everyday life. Life has become much easier than before. It has changed the way of our thinking, isn't it? So you might be at the comfort of your home, yet have completed paying your electricity bill on time, your water bill on time. So all with the use of technology. And this saves time for sure. So how we have to use our saved time for thinking, feeling, and doing some things that will be much better is a big question. So we all always have to focus on how we can make our lives much more purposeful by the time that we have saved, and making it more productive, more effective. And this is how we can have a life of contentment. Yes, technology is today very environmental friendly. It has made communication very easy and has put people much closer than we were before. It has made the whole world a tiny place for us to live in, right? Just compare us, you know, the technology, the communication technology that we had maybe 15 years or 18 years down the line. Now, we would consider that it would be a world apart if I made a trunk call to someone who is in the US. But now, technology has made it much simpler, much easier, much faster. And we as a world are connected together with that strong bond, right? So there are intercultural appreciations worldwide. There is cultural diversifications. There are so many amalgamations that are happening in the world, which we couldn't have thought about it 20 years before. The people who envisioned to make this world a much better place to live made the avenues to create technologies that we are using it in our daily lives. Regarding the business, now almost all the businesses that we see are set up online. So everyone have their own virtual shops being open. And only then will we be able to make our lives even much more easier to find clients, to be of service to the world by creating and providing products and services to the clients who are even maybe thousands and thousands of miles apart from where your business is being originated. Right. So this is how we can see that there are a lot of advantages over the disadvantages or the bane. So let's consider the disadvantages, even though that they are very small in number, but those are not to be neglected because it is a very, very powerful and yet destructive disadvantages that we have got if we do not handle technology in its right way. Now, disadvantage is that we on a daily basis see that our children are getting addicted to technology, to the online space, to the online games and whatnot. Now, with that, addiction comes a health hazard. Everyone who are excessively using technology more than its intent are being affected very much. And the cost of that, they have to pay a much bigger price. Now that has to be avoided by all means. Of course, there are a lot of junk that are available online, but there are also something which is very useful as well. We have to make the choice between the good and the evil, I can say. So yes, for sure, we are living in this place in time and space where there are increased number of social stress. If I don't comment or like the post that has been posted by my friend, he might get offended. There will be some post that will be to congratulate me on my promotion on the social media, and if I'm not up to date with the social media, guess what happens? Harm can happen up to the extent that it can sever our relationships. So that is the level of social stress that we are living into, and I just gave a very small example of it. So we always have to be wary about what technology has to bring on platter to us and make that conscious little choice which adds up to that greater effect as to whether our lives will be much more successful using the technology or play a victim game. If we bring technology on the business front to start or begin your business so that you can start monetizing using the power of technology. Now, this is very much important in today's scenario. We are all suffering through this effects of viral disease called corona. That problem is mitigated by the use of technology. Thanks to technology, because we are all connected very strongly with the use of technology, right? So we just have to make the conscious decision and put on that controls which will actually make our lives much more easier than make our life problematic using technology. So you can produce contents and upload it on the social media that which can actually be of help to many. The point is that you, if you become a content producer than a content consumer in the online forum, then you will become rich. So if you are having one of those goals, one of those financial goals to be a rich and successful person, then use this mantra to its core. Use, develop content, produce, and be less of a consumer. So use technology for saving yourself from the dangers, and yes, anything which is of excess becomes a life-threatening process, right? So it can also be compared to our mind, right? Our mind, if it is controlled by us, then it is the best of friends. Now what if if we become the victim of the mind's dictations? The mind becomes the greatest of enemies for our own self. Our mind will be the reason for our own destruction. Similarly, technology is nothing but the extension of our own mind. If we use our technology in the way it has to be used, then you might as well find it as a much more powerful tool in order to make your lives more happier, more peaceful, and spread love. You can get more of these information on my channel. Please do subscribe, like, and share my channel, and visit the Digital Startup Hub, for more information. Thank you for listening to me all the way. Thank you very much.